Edcon recently concluded a 2.7 billion rand recapitalization of its business. This included negotiating with property companies to secure lower rents at malls and in turn giving them a stake in the Edcon business. The 90-year-old retailer was within a whisker of having to shut shop due to high debt and a very difficult trading environment in which consumers continue to show signs of taking strain. So now the opportunity is there to turn things around. How is it going so far? What tweaks have been made and what are the plans going forward? I'm joined on the line by Grant Patterson. He's the CEO of Edcon. Thanks very much, Grant, for joining us. There's an article I read about you which says you have a Mr. Fix-It type of mindset. So Edcon has been in a mess and you've now been given a financial lifeline, so to speak, and come to certain agreements with certain key stakeholders to make a turnaround work. So what have you done so far to fix the operations of the giant retailer?
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Really, what we're doing is a three-pronged strategy. One is to fix the balance sheet, which is the financial restructuring. So we've got rid of all the debt and raised 2.7 billion rand. So that's complete and behind us. The second thing is obviously to improve our product offering. Listeners will know that we've gone through a period of substandard product and service offering. So we're working very hard on fixing that. And then the third part is to focus the group, as is traditional in these types of turnarounds, on its core business, which is CNA, Edgar's Jet, and our Thank You financial services company. That's also largely been done, particularly with the announcement that we have sold Edgar's Active. So that's another business which is non-core.
Yeah, the Edgar's Active, that's all, you know, your sporty type of wear, isn't it? And that's being bought up by Footgear. Are you able or at liberty to tell us what sort of money you've been able to make and what you're going to be applying the funds to?
Yeah, we're not discussing the amount, but needless to say, they really bought the stock and the fixtures and the fittings from us. It was not a business for sale as such. And they've bought about 100 stores. They are going to convert them to Footgear stores, and we're going to retain the Edgar's Active brand and the Jabari brand.
Right, okay. So ahead of the restructuring fund or the recapitalization program, you'd already begun with the business of shutting down a number of stores, I think some 150 or so. What then has been the job loss toll from this? And going forward, as you shrink your floor space going forward, do you have an estimate as to how many more jobs may be lost?
Yes, we're tracking it closely. What we've done so far is we've consolidated our businesses. So we've put Red Square and Boardman's and now Edgar's Active and our international brands business into Edgar's. And so we've shut down a lot of the smaller stores. And we've also shut down a business called Jet Mart, as opposed to the Jet clothing store. Mm. We have had no forced retrenchments to date. We are moving the staff or giving all store employees the opportunity to move into the other stores. But we have had about 100 to 150 employees take up voluntary retrenchment.
So in your strategy, have you completely moved away from importing foreign brands? Are you looking to just basically be 100% a South African retailer?
So in Edgar's, there will always be some international brands, as we call them. But at the secondary part of our business, we are primarily a home beauty and apparel retailer of private brands. Mm. But in those areas where we struggle to compete against the higher-end brands, we keep things like Mango and Lipsy brands and others.
Yes.
To satisfy the upper end of the market.
Are you still pushing, very firmly towards ensuring that you help to develop South African designers and that kind of thing in your apparel area?
Correct. We are we have over 50% of our private brands are designed and manufactured here in South Africa. Quite often, out of cotton actually grown in South Africa. So we are very much a localization drive, as well as every one of our buyers. And we've got a special designers development program. They are focused on creating those garments themselves. So actually most of the private brands garments that you buy at Edgar's and Jet are designed in-house by our designers and through our design programs that where we develop designers.
Mm. I have a Zimbabwean connection, so I do pop into that country every so often, and I know that you have stores there. What's the situation like there? Because we hear that the economy is really struggling, consumers are struggling. Are you getting any traction business-wise in Zimbabwe?
So we have a 40% stake in that business, so we don't get involved operationally, but we're a shareholder there, and I'm on the board. I think, as you've said, it's very, very difficult times for any business in Zimbabwe. I would say the business stands up reasonably well in these times. It's got a very experienced management team, and if you have Zimbabwean connections, you know that they've been through this before, so they do know how to respond to it.
Yes. So obviously coming back to South Africa, you're looking to focus mainly on Edgar's Jet and CNA. But obviously, you know, once you fine tune the business, get it to where you want it to be, hopefully by the time that you do, we don't have the current economic dynamics that we do. But if we do, what do you then do? Because obviously you need to be able to get more feet into the shops and make sure that those translate into sales.
Yes, you know, we in those brands, Edgar's Jet and CNA, and our, let me just reiterate, our financial services brand, thank you.
Yes.
Those are quite mature businesses. So once we've right-sized the business and we've got it profitable, we really are exposed to the consumer economy. And so we'll do well in times where there's expanding credit cycles and GDP growth, and we will struggle in times like this. So we're not a massive growth story. We're more a massive recovery story.
All right, Grant. Well, all the very best, and good talking to you. That was Grant Patterson. He's the CEO of Edcon.